The Willow Lake subdivision is a housing project proposed for the southwest part of Logan. Plans include a 300-unit apartment complex as well as a wakeboard lake and a slalom ski lake. While many community leaders and officials believe it will be an asset, Frank Howe, the chair of the Logan River Task Force, says the project would build on top of a floodplain and take away the area's ability to act like a sponge and absorb water.
So it can't absorb the water, and it then doesn't release the water slowly throughout the summer. So when the water does come down during the floods, instead of the floodplain absorbing it, it all just gets shot down through the rest of the system. And again, it gets put onto the neighbors of this development if it were built.
Howe wants to resolve these issues by building the development on a higher floodplain. He is also concerned about the lakes that are planned as part of the development. The water in the lakes will become hot, he says, because it is stagnant. When the water is returned to the river, it will have little dissolved oxygen. But Brett Nelson, one of the developers for the project, says they have plans to address these concerns.
The water is specifically, there isn't any maintained fish wildlife inside of the lakes to be concerned about. There is a lot of churn in the water all the way from the surface down into the depths of the water, which is why they're constructed to a certain depth. There's a lot of constant churn, much like a bubbler that you would put in a fish tank that is there to add oxygen to the water. That's constantly happening.
The decision passed the Planning Commission with a vote 4-3 and will need to be considered by the Logan Municipal Council as the next step. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.